With my mother-in-law's 15th yard site coming up in Kislev, I wanted to start a new series in her memory, doing a mitzvah a week. I'm not going to finish by the yard site. It's going to take many, many, many years. But Be'ezras Hashem, in her schutz, to be able to discuss and learn one mitzvah each week. You know, it would be a kfira to say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how the world would turn out with everything being yomis, they probably would have made it in a way that have every parsha have the same amount of mitzvahs, so you're able to do one mitzvah a week. And, you know, after about 8 years or so, you'd be able to get through all the mitzvahs. It just flows better if you're able to do the mitzvah for the week as opposed to doing a mitzvah for parshas mishpatim in the summer. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knew what he was doing. So on weeks that we have mitzvahs that we have not yet done, I'll do a mitzvah from that week, and on parshios that don't have any mitzvahs, we'll just pick whatever I'm in the mood to discuss. So in Parshas Ve'aschanan, we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is based off the pasuk Shinanu Levanecha, and Levanecha is learned out as Talmudim, and therefore we have to teach Torah to everybody, and the chiyuv of learning Torah. And it's very apropos to start that off in a series in memory of my mother-in-law, as she really, really stood for Torah, and it would be a big schuss for her to know that people are going to be learning Torah in her merit. So I'm going to just discuss a few ideas each week that stuck out to me on the mitzvah. So in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Minchas Chinuch brings down that it is a mitzvah that you have to do until the day of your death, until you die. And most things don't really work like that. We identify ourselves as people with our jobs, but your job is not forever. Your job is okay, the hours that you're working, and then you're not doing your job, and eventually you retire, and that's not that. But from Torah, there's never a perspective and a point where we're going to retire. Talmud Torah is going to last. It lasts forever. You have from the time when you're first able to start reading and have some understanding and some comprehension. We have to learn Torah until the day of our death. It is forever mitzvah. And that's what makes it so special, because it's always a part of our lives. It's not okay, I'm 60, I'm 25, I'm out of yeshiva. Now it's no longer the amount of time you can learn each day. And perhaps what you are learning is going to change, but the idea of having every single day having Torah into our lives, that never changes. And then also the Minchas Chinuch talks about, and quotes the Rambam has this in Hilchos Talmud Torah, who's chayef to learn, and everybody's chayef to learn. Again, this will change. You know, a kachim kolol is learning a little different than kindergartners and women and etc. Everybody's going to have a little bit of a different limud, but everybody has the chayef. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy and you're poor. It doesn't matter if you're handsome or not handsome. It doesn't matter if you have yisurin or not yisurin. Everybody has a chayef to learn Torah and to figure out how to find time into their day that they're able to learn. As I said at the beginning, in a little bit in jest, that if a Kaddish Baruch Hu had known, it would have been a mitzvah for each, same amount for each parsha, so it would work out well, so one can have a yomi for mitzvahs, or a shavua for mitzvahs, but nowadays, you know, learning has become much easier as everything is broken down into yomis. I do an aliyah a day, I do two mishnayos a day, I do an amud or a daf gemara a day, I do an amud of Mishabura a day, I do a couple of halachas in the Rambam a day, a parak of Tanakh a day, whatever it is, but it's broken up into how you know taking the big picture and how you're able to finish it in a certain amount of time, and that's what makes it very, very reachable. So Be'ezras Hashem, as we're going to continue through our journey of doing a mitzvah a week, that will be a new limud that we'll be able to do. And it should be a tremendous, tremendous chus for my mother-in-law, Shaman Ayomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim. Have a wonderful week.